This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The Election Day contest between Dr. Oz and challenger David McCormick is still too close to call in Pennsylvania's GOP Senate primary, but results are in for other races in the five states that voted yesterday. The AP's Julie Walker.
Staying in Pennsylvania, John Fetterman won the Democratic Senate primary after having a stroke. Trump pick Doug Mastriano won the Republican governor's primary. He protested outside the Capitol January 6th. In North Carolina, his pick for Congress, incumbent Madison Cawthorn, lost to Chuck Edwards. But Trump's Senate pick, Ted Budd, won. He'll face Democrat Sherry Beasley. Idaho Governor Brad Little won the GOP gubernatorial primary, beating Trump-backed challenger and Lieutenant Governor Janice McGeehan. In Kentucky, Republican Senator Rand Paul will face off against Democrat Charles Booker in the midterms. And in one of the nation's most expensive Democratic congressional primaries, in Oregon, a crypto billionaire-backed newcomer conceded to a longtime lawmaker.
In Kyiv, Ukraine's capital, a Russian soldier accused of war crimes has just pleaded guilty to killing a civilian. He could get life in prison. Russia says Ukrainian troops holed up in that steel plant in shattered Mariupol are surrendering. Nearly 1,000 of them have given up, says Moscow. NATO says it's ready to move fast on requests from Finland and Sweden to join NATO. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg addressed them directly.
You are our closest partners, and your membership in NATO would increase our shared security.
Portugal is confirming 5 cases of monkeypox in young men. That disease is usually not seen outside Africa. The U.S. Soccer Federation has agreed to landmark agreements with its men's and women's teams, equalizing pay for the first time. This is AP News. The Country Music Hall of Fame is getting a new member. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has this.
What a thrill.
Jerry Lee Lewis is already in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and he has not been shy about complaining why he isn't in its country music equivalent. Well, he can't gripe anymore. He has been inducted along with Keith Whitley into the hall. Lewis told a press conference he wondered if he was ever going to be inducted for his contributions to country, but now that he is in, he says he's grateful. Lewis's career was nearly derailed over his marriage to his 13-year-old cousin. He spent several years being blacklisted before returning to the genre in the 1960s. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Far fewer Americans got married during the first year of the pandemic. 17% fewer weddings in 2020, says the CDC. 1.7 million weddings in 2020. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.